is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It's Friday! Hello! Hi! All right, so we got some Friday gossip going on. Taylor Swift is shutting down speculation that some of her bonus songs from Evermore are referencing her former friendship with Carly Kloss.
See, we were talking, they were referencing the one Scooter Braun.
Yeah, well, so she wrote in an Instagram post today, the Evermore Deluxe album with two bonus tracks, Right Where You Left Me and It's Time to Go, is now available. The first song is about a girl who stayed forever in the exact spot where her heart was broken, completely frozen in time.
Oh, boy.
It's Time to Go is about listening to your gut when it tells you to leave. How you always know before you know, you know. So, I mean, really, it's pretty vague, her explanation
of the
songs.
I have a theory, though. I have a theory. Carly Kloss has had a bad week.
He has. Tell people why.
Well, because her in-laws
are
Jared and Ivanka Trump.
Yep.
And apparently, though, they've always been friendly towards each other. There's just been political stuff. I think Carly has taken probably a lot of crap online.
Yep.
Then she's getting the tea swizzle people. Yeah, and Taylor is just having compassion for the girl who used to be in her best friend posse, the squad, and just like doing that as a favor for her because she's recognizing. That's what I think.
But do you still think the song might be about their friendship?
You know what? I don't know. I kind of don't think so. I think she wouldn't write about that. I think that other song is about Scooter Braun and Big Machine and trying to get her, because it references 15 years and that's how long she was with Big Machine Records. Mm-hmm. So that's why she doesn't say that other one. I don't think so. I think Taylor, I don't really think she's writing breakup songs about other girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Mystery kind of solved, kind but of. Not really.
That's just my opinion.
Hey, you know what? It's a good opinion, and we're going to go with it. That Carly Kloss having a bad week because she's on the she's the lead story on Page Six right now, an exclusive.
Right.
What is that one?
Well, that's about Carly Kloss tweeting about the events of this week, and that the source is saying exclusively to Page Six that her sister-in-law, Ivanka Trump, is surprised and hurt by these tweets.
Because people were tweeting at Carly, can't you do something? Okay. Can't you? Don't you have any influence on your sister-in-law, your brother-in-law? And right. Carly tweeted back, I've tried. Which, okay. You know.
Yep, all right.
Yeah. Haven't we all tried?
Yeah. So. Moving on from that, a little news about Stassi Schroeder. She has given birth and welcomed her first child with her husband, Bo Clark. That happened yesterday. So congratulations. The baby's name is Hartford Charlie Rose Clark.
Oh, what a stuffy sounding name.
Sorry, I know. It's just, okay.
What a stuffy name. Hartford?
Yeah.
But seriously, Charlie Rose?
Yeah, Rocco, well, it's true.
That's kind of a bit much. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that there's family names involved in all of that. All right, yeah, fine. So there.
Hartford, Matt Lauer.
Oh gosh. Oh. Yeah.
Bill Crosby.
Oh.
Where in the world is Matt Lauer?
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's probably in the Hamptons or in his
New
place.
Yeah,
that's right, his place in New Zealand. Well, this is a cute little story that we're learning about the relationship between Emma Stone and her husband, Dave McCary, who works on Saturday Night Live. We got in a little exclusive story saying that Emma Stone's husband proposed to her in the office where they first met at Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's cute.
It is very cute.
Yes.
So,
is he like a writer on that show?
And a director.
Oh, okay.
So she hosted back in December of 2016. He, Dave McCary, directed her in a sketch called Wells for Boys. And then they kept things quiet, of course, and so on and so forth. But he wanted to keep it romantic.
It's a real hotbed of romances there. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost back in the day. Martin Short and Gilda Radner.
Yes.
I mean,
Martin
really,
Short, you know, was only on SNL for 1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, was he on the Dick Ebersol season?
Yes.
The one in the mid-80s?
Yes. All these people just got 1 year. The only original cast member left was Joe Pesci. All right, what, Rocco?
Martin Short was on for a whole bunch of years.
No?
Yeah.
1 year.
I don't know.
I'm right about this.
Okay.
I just talked to him earlier today.
Okay.
And I don't know, was he with Gilda Radner?
Yes.
I thought that was a Gene Wilder thing.
She did go on with him, but Martin Short dated her first.
In Godspell with her. Mm-hmm. I just listened to a podcast on this today. Marty Short is my boyfriend.
Yeah, so. I was going to say that Martin Short is Julia's boyfriend.
So sorry, Rocco. Oh. But you're right. Gene Wilder did go on to be with Gilda Radner.
They were married. Mm-hmm. He was her husband when she died.
But Gilda Radner and Martin Short dated years before.
Yeah.
They were at Second City TV together. Mm-hmm. Windy City or whatever it was called.
Yeah, Second City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I love all this little SNL love trivia going on. So let's just stay in the world of relationship and love. Erica Jane is joking about dating again on Instagram, writing alongside a caption, thinking of making this my online dating profile pic thoughts. And it's of her in fishnet stockings and her bum hanging out.
Well, listen,
she feels
too soon.
Yeah.
Seeing how
she didn't give us anything for the last 2 or 3 years as a housewife except bitch face and talking about, it's just like, is she worried about keeping her job? I don't understand this. I don't understand this PR strategy.
All I know is one of the pictures is from someone on a floor below her.
Yeah, so her legs look really long.
Her legs look so long. It's a good angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? She's spending money on this and the glam on this, and she's stolen money from orphans and people who were burned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you wonder, because those lawsuits are still ongoing, accusing Tom Girardi and her, Erica Jane, of taking millions of dollars from settlements that were supposed to go to families who lost family members in plane crashes.
Yes, and the gas explosion. I mean, it does not look, as her lawyer, I would be advising her against this. As her publicist, I would be advising her against this. I don't know what she's getting deaf. Very much.
It feels tone deaf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It is extremely puzzling. And then all these other people are encouraging her.
Oh,
though.
You look so great. And yes. This and that. But a lot of them are housewives. And I don't know if they're getting ready to film Beverly Hills or what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Have you, let's see, Selena Gomez. So she has a big rare beauty launch this year in 2021. So that's Selena Gomez's makeup line.
Oh, yeah.
She launched it yesterday. Her brand's new line is called Stay Vulnerable. And the collection has lip, cheek, eye products, and in kind of rosy shades. So it's let us not forget that Selena Gomez is also in the beauty business, too.
Yeah, but I think when that line first came out, like, it was a good price point.
I think it was, and too.
I'm very curious about how J-Lo Beauty has gone.
Oh, what, did that launch this week?
January 1st. Oh. That's basically what her New Year's Eve. That's what Andy Cohen was being very snarky. It was like an advertisement for J-Lo Beauty. But there was an Insta of her taking off her stage makeup.
Yeah.
To her naked face, mm-hmm. but with what
with
she
makeup
used.
On. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that is how all that makeup got taken off.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Is Selena Gomez still rumored to be with Jimmy Butler?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
All right. No. Is that that's a good thing that they're
that's
not together?
A good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't want her to be with him.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah. You know, I don't. Here's the thing that I can say about the launch of J-Lo Beauty is that I had to ask when it launched.
Right.
So the mere fact that I'm like, oh, yeah, she was supposed to have a beauty line out. I feel like
if anyone would have had a beauty line way long ago, it's like, I don't know why they weren't thinking that when they launched her perfume. It would have seemed like a logical extension because we've always loved her.
We loved the glow
yeah, and everything. She needed Kris Jenner to manage her.
She kind of did, Lori. I love that you said that.
All right. Happy Friday.
Thanks, Holly. That was Elvis Presley's last. Number one, Suspicious Minds.
What was the year? 1977?
No, earlier than that.
Yeah.
Earlier than that. Maybe 72, 73.
That's something like that. Yeah, I can look it up.
Well, it's time for Friday Picks.
It is.
Brought to you by AARP of Minnesota. And if you just go to aarp.org/Minnesota, this website is so useful, and it's got so much information for Minnesota residents.
Yes.
And so many cool things that they're doing, and also ways for people to connect mm-hmm. at a certain age and watch movies and do other things together. So go to aarp.org/MN.
All right. What have you picked for the weekend?
All right. So for myself, I have picked this is kind of something I'm excited about, is called, it's this new show called Lupin. Today's the 8th, right?
Yes.
It starts tonight. And it's on Netflix. And it's a money heist. It's a French TV show. Mm-hmm. And it's a money heist. And it's a series. And it's new to Netflix this weekend. But it's this French fantasy comedy that follows the adventures of a sane do-up, a man inspired by the adventures of fictional gentlemen thieves. But they're saying it's, think ABC's Revenge, which we loved.
Loved.
Mixed with some sassy French adventure flair, and you've got Lupin. It's an anticipated sleeper of the month. So
I like
it. L-U-P-I-N. Sounds good.
Yes, also, it does.
Also, you know, if you want to get out and ski this weekend, people have been making snow. Afton Alps.
We have to make a reservation everywhere
you do,
we go.
But, okay. But, you know, I think you can get in, you know. Where have you been going, Rocco?
Let's see. I've been to Buck, and my kid went to Highland, and we did something up near Alexandria. And I think you're right. You're best off making an advance
reservation
purchase just to make sure you won't get shut out.
Right. But there, it's just a good way to get outside, you know,
and making snow.
Rinks.
This is like kind of good weather.
If you like sunny pack powder, like
it's not sunny. It's flat. So you got to get some rose colored glasses.
The rose colored goggles on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just get outside because you can. It's not so cold. Right?
Correct.
That's all I got. I got nothing.
All right. Rocco, what do you got?
Well, the Jayhawks are doing a live show on Sunday. And it's all covers. So they're calling this the cover show.
Oh.
So you can find that out at their website, jayhawksofficial.com.
Lori, we love the Jayhawks.
Mm-hmm. They are good.
Who played for your 50th birthday?
That was Flamin' O's.
Oh, yeah, I was there. That was fun at that roadhouse.
Is that place still open?
Shuler's Tavern? Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was fun.
That's $20.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lori and I earlier talked about how TCM is playing Elvis movies.
Right.
And TCM does a good job of keeping them on demand on their website or on their app. So check those out. My favorite Elvis movies are King Creole.
Yes.
Which was one of the first ones. And I want to say I should look it up. It's done by, it's like directed by like the same guy that did like Casablanca or something.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Michael Curtiz.
Yes.
So check that out.
And the movie is based on the Harold Robbins novel, A Stone for Danny Fisher.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
And when you even bring up the name Harold Robbins, that is a whole rabbit hole we could go down forever.
Ever.
The Other Side of Midnight.
And Carolyn Jones, who's Morticia.
Oh, fun.
Right, Rocco? That was one of the reasons you liked it. She was kind of cute.
And it has this song in it, Crawfish.
Oh, yeah.
Crawfish. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as you guys probably know, I mean, Elvis really could have been a great actor. I think if you watch those first few, you know, King Creole, Jayhawks Rock, Loving You, he had the screen loved him.
Oh my God.
He was so good.
Beautiful.
Right.
And then he went to the army, and when he got out, the colonel had like a big movie deal for him.
And they were like interchangeable, basically.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you're the handsome
guy, and you're going to have a one-syllable name,
right?
And you're going to have a one-syllable, and you're not going to accept any family money, and you're going to get in at least two brawls, and you got to sing five songs. They became very formulaic.
Yeah. But the one that was supposed to happen was a
Star Wars Born
with Barbara Streisand.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing's pretty
the whole
tragic.
Thing. And, of course, you know, the Jailhouse Rock in that movie, he has, well, first of all, he sings, "You're so square, baby, I don't care." And then the memorable line after a kiss is rebuffed as cheap tactics, Elvis says, "It ain't tactics, honey, it's just the beast in me." But he delivers it and you're not laughing. It's like, feels right.
He was good.
So good.
And those terrible 60s movies, the only reason that they're watchable is because of his talent, you know?
Yeah. I
mean, he looks good. He sings
good. And the dance parties, because I will give a shout out for Viva Las Vegas.
Yes.
I will stick that movie is fun. And Girl Happy is really a fun one because it's like a goofy pastel beach party.
Yep.
And it's fun to see the swinging 60s fashion. And Elvis is always wearing velour, shirts and everybody's else in bathing suits. But other than that, and then change of habit is a good one, even though it's a preposterous premise. But he and Mary Tyler Moore had some great...
They had great chemistry.
Yes. He even wears a sweatshirt and tennis shoes in that movie. That was his last movie.
Well, you want to know what kind? Jack Purcell's.
Probably.
Everyone wore the Jack Purcell's.
And Ed Asner plays the understanding cop in A Change of Habit.
And it has the song. Doesn't it have, does that where A Little Less Conversation comes from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Conversation.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing I'll say about Elvis movies. If you're looking, the two concert movies that he made in the early 70s, Elvis on Tour and Elvis, That's the Way It Is, really are really super good. I mean, it kind of captures, I mean, we all like to make fun of the fat 70s
No,
Elvis.
We don't like to make fun of that. No, Rocco, you need to know that we don't.
That was short-lived, his heavy years.
We have never made fun.
I know you haven't, but like I think it's, you know, Elvis, the fat Elvis is kind of a
punching
bag. That is
rude. No, that is rude.
I'm not speaking on my behalf.
I know, but I mean, when is the last time anyone made a fat Elvis joke to you or you or you? I just think it's terrible. Okay,
well, my point is, if you watch these films, Elvis
That's
really
a
had
much?
It. These are from like 69, 70 when he was kind of still in between the 68 comeback special and
his he was
sort
still banging a hot party.
He was only fat for the last 2 years of his life. He really was
Where he
struggling.
Wants everyone to know that. He was really struggling
can see
with
this.
The pills.
Yes. We can go. Yeah. I've read a handful of books. I mean, he messed up his metabolism because he needed, you know, uppers to get
downers.
Up and downers to go to bed at night.
Yes.
And it just caught up with him because he would always eat like a, you know, madman. He'd eat hamburgers and peanut butter and bacon sandwiches.
And, you know, when you're used to that, I think, too, was one of the reasons I think in the back of my mind about the even though it would have given him so much purpose and a way to get back in shape about A Star Is Born is that he would have had to have lost weight.
Hard. Yes.
Lost weight. And, you know, I don't think he was proud of his movie career. You know what I mean?
Right.
I always heard that. And I thought he was so.
Well, because he wanted more, you know, it's just like, I mean, look how bad Prince wanted it, you know? And, sometimes people don't like Mick Jagger has wanted to act, you know, I mean, people don't always, there's not a lot of people who really get to end up being the triple threat where they are good at, they're good at like, you know, two superstar jobs.
Yes.
Right. You take over, Larry.
All right. Well, I'm with you, Rocco. If you got, you know, watch some Elvis, you know, there's so much great stuff out there. And if you have TCM, it's Elvis Movies all weekend. Tonight, the David Bowie tribute show is on at rollinglivestudios.com. I think that's $25. Different people playing Bowie. And then tomorrow night, Flip Phone is doing a Robin digital dance party and drag show. And of course, you know, Dancing on My Own and all of her other great songs. And you just go to Facebook, you know, Flip Phone.
That's at 9 o'clock.
And then Sunday, Charlie Parr, because he would have been doing his residency. Charlie Parr.
No, Who's Charlie he? Pride's not playing.
Yeah. I know, because he passed.
That's right. Charlie Parr. Hey, Julia, the fact that you even said that, if I had a bar of soap, I would use it.
Wow, mama.
Yeah. Because that.
He's all right.
Yeah. Rocco, can you believe this?
Yeah. You guys, if I'm asking it, so is two-thirds of the people listening.
I know. I just feel like Charlie Parr as a singer-songwriter has been in the Twin Cities for a long, long time, and he's of
I'm
a certain age.
I'm not as hip as you guys.
And he had a residency. Anyway, he's doing a residency, doing it online at First Avenue. And I think it's like, you know, they're going to have it be every Sunday like he would have done normally at the Turf Club on Sunday nights.
Got it.
In January, because you know, sometimes on Sunday you want something to do, and that was like such
that's
a great.
That's like Kurt Jorgensen used to do.
Petey Pappy's
every Sunday.
Oh, yeah, every Sunday in January, 5 nights total.
Yeah. All right. So Charlie Parr, First Avenue.
You know who you are, Charlie Parr.
Yeah, Charlie Parr.
You just got to play because Julia
is. I was just embarrassed in case he was listening.
I know. I was just going to say, Charlie Parr, blame it on me that we said your name 500 times because I'm so dumb about the Parr.
No. Listen, when we come back, maybe we can. I can give people some Elvis Presley pickup lines in case they need something good in one of their online dangling invitations for, you know.
Perfect. People have been wanting these for all week. We'll be right back.
Like, you're my little sister. Little I sister. Am little my sister. Sisters and I would always sing this song to each other and dance. And we'd point our fingers and take out our imaginary, you know, little whips. We were always doing the whips.
You know. For crying out loud. Of course you were.
We didn't know what we were doing. Or we'd sit back in a chair and go like this with our legs and kick them up in the air. We learned it all from watching the Elvis movies.
Yes, I know. Good okay. Lord.
Do you want a couple Elvis pickup lines?
Should I tape you? Tape you through the plexiglass?
I don't know.
These are good Elvis pickup lines?
You know, you could use them.
All right,
like,
people, listen
and I
up.
Feel like some of them you could use, you know, just like as a regular, you know. Just like this one.
A fun line?
A little less conversation, a little bit more action, please. Okay? Right? I mean, come on.
Yes.
How about this one?
If someone can smile back.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me run another one. I don't know if they're looking for some hunga burning love.
I want your hunga burning love.
Yeah, there you go.
If you twisted it around, only you.
I'm not trying to be sexy. It's just my way of moving around.
Is that one of his lines?
That's something Elvis said. Yeah, he didn't. He say it about in an interview or something when they were like, "Why do you?" I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm just moving around. It was just an explanation why his.
Oh, maybe like
he gyrated.
They filmed him from the waist up. Ed Sullivan or whatever. And
I'm not trying to be hot. It's just the way I move.
How about this one? Take off those blue suede shoes and let's shake, rattle, and roll. tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
There you go.
Yeah, how about that one?
Shake, rattle,
want to see the new Elvis painting? I just hung up in my bedroom.
Oh, stop it. You just made that up. That is so bad. Now, if you're going to go and make up these just terrible, terrible, terrible things.
Well, what's a hard-headed woman doing with a soft-hearted man?
Is that a line from a song?
No, but a hard-headed woman, soft-hearted man, you know.
Wait a second. You could just say, I'm going off of the lyrics of the song we're singing, Burning Love.
Yeah.
I feel my temperature rising.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're so high, you light my morning sky with burning love.
Oh, for crying out loud. Okay, this is just going to go.
You look like an angel.
Okay, all right. Look at the time. Do you know that West Virginia just became home to America's newest national park?
Yay,
got a new national park. It's the 63rd National Park. Congress quietly designated this last month, and it was part, actually, of the COVID-19 relief bill.
Oh, really?
National Park drives tourism dollars. And we need more tourism in our
national parks
and in our states. And we need more dollars in the United States supporting tourism. So that's it. So it's a side effect.
All right. So where are we driving to see this?
We're going to drive.
Park?
It's West Virginia's New River Gorge. And it is apparently it's beautiful. And it's 70,000 acres. It's split into two sections, the park and the preserve. The park includes some of the most scenic slivers of waterfront. And the rest is for hunting and fishing. So
cool.
It looks absolutely beautiful. So that just happened. So that was kind of an interesting outcome from the COVID-19 bill.
Oh, they put all kinds of things in those things.
I know they do. Let's throw this in there. Let's throw that in there.
Yeah.
Let's put this in there. What else do we know?
Well, Andre Leontelli is the new face of Uggs.
He is the new face of UGG.
Andre Leontelli stars in UGG's new campaign, posing in their signature slippers and boots on the porch of his house in White Plains, New York. He has called UGG's shoes comfort food for my feet and has been on record years ago saying UGG's can be as chic as high heels for women.
And really? Now that is kind of...
He's kind of like the Uggs. I mean, he's been an advocate for them.
Yes, he's been an Ugg person, yes.
So, anyway.
I have one pair.
Yeah.
He looks like just a big sleeping bag. Lori.
Well, he's in one of those coats that look like a sleeping bag.
The old sleeping bag blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what did Marabou, our niece, gave her brother? One of those snuggly snack, like shirts.
You know snuggly those snack.
You know those snuggles shirts, sweatshirts that are so big and bulky. She gave Louis this, Lori.
I guess I. You know don't what I'm talking about?
Like the
are.
Poncho. It's like a snuggly sack. Top poncho,
snuggly snatch sweater.
Okay,
no, with pockets, but
snuggle sack. No,
something like that.
I know you're so close to getting
it's
it.
Something like that, but it is the funniest looking thing. And so our nephew is walking around in this thing. I'm like, what are you wearing?
Is it like one of those things as seen on TV?
Yeah, it's kind of like what we gave Jess. Yeah. They're so funny. And he said,
is this 1997 or yeah. what just happened here?
Yes, basically. Okay. But we gave Jess it for Christmas last year. Remember what we gave her for Christmas? The snuggly thing?
The sweater shawl?
Yeah, the snuggles. It was a year ago. You don't know what I'm talking about at all.
I do, but you're getting the name mixed up. And
all right, fine.
Yeah, but I know.
But
it's
anyway.
Like, so you don't get cold anywhere on your body and you can watch TV. It's,
exactly.
It is 1997.
It is exactly
back in
it.
Again.
Because I have like my personal.
Have you heard of the clapper?
Yeah, right.
I hate you guys. What are we going to sing?
We sing?
Yes, let's
sing
do
now.
It.
All right, let's do it.